How to say I love you in French? In societies around the world, there are a multitude of ways to say I love you. In some countries, saying these words is almost forbidden, while in others it is seen as appropriate but not necessary. It can be a confusing time, knowing when and if to say the three little words. The first thing to keep in mind when it comes to saying I love you is that these three words should be reserved for people who are special in your life. It's one thing to care about someone, but it's another thing entirely to love them. This means that the person you are with should have some sort of impact on your life, whether it be they make you laugh, or feel safe with them, or even if they make you want to be better. Hence the words I love you so much. The best way is to say these words at a time when they are most likely to be reciprocated. If you tell your significant other that you love them in a moment when they are feeling unloved, or when you feel it would be inconvenient for them to say the words back, then you might make them feel obligated to love you back. Nobody wants to feel pressured into saying something they don't mean. There are many occasions where telling someone that you love them is appropriate. For example, if you have a significant other whom you spend a great deal of time with and share a great portion of your life with, it is appropriate to tell them that you love them. This might be the case with a partner or spouse. If you feel like someone has become an integral part of your life, and you cannot imagine life without them, then it is probably the right time to say I love you, my love. Hence why many people say these words to their family members. It's important not to feel obligated to tell someone that you love them if you do not mean it. Not only are these three words difficult to say, but some people cannot handle hearing them. If you tell someone that you love them when you don't, they might end up resenting you for it later on down the line. It's also important to remember that while the words I love you can be easy to say, they are very difficult for some people to reciprocate, too. It shouldn't be a reason to think less of them, but it is something you should keep in mind if the person you love struggles to say those words back. How do you say I love you in French? In French, I love you can be translated as Je t'aime or Je t'adore. In the past, it was considered to be a strong way of expressing your feelings. Even today, it still sounds very serious and is not commonly used among young people. Often, phrases such as I like you or I'm crazy about you are used instead, however it is getting more and more common to say je t'aime. Je t'aime, the most common expression, this phrase is a little serious and not commonly used among young people. Typically said by husbands or wives to their spouses at the end of a romantic date, or by parents to their children. Je t'adore, this phrase is less serious than je t'aime and can be used between couples of the same age. It's more commonly heard among young people today. It may seem funnier, but some foreigners even pronounce it as Yeti. Je t'adore, this is another way of saying I love you, and like je t'aime it's serious and not commonly used among young people. Typically said by husbands or wives to their spouses at the end of a romantic date, or by parents to their children. While very similar in meaning to je t'aime, it can be more easily used in casual conversations. Yeti, this is another way of saying I love you, and like je t'aime it's serious and not commonly used among young people. Typically said by husbands or wives to their spouses at the end of a romantic date, or by parents to their children. While very similar in meaning to je t'aime, it can be more easily used in casual conversations. Yeti is also a common word that foreigners butcher when speaking French and will often pronounce as Yeti instead of simply saying I love you, je ne sais pas. It sounds like the right thing to say, but it's a very strong way of saying you don't love them. This phrase should never be used by itself for obvious reasons. It is often used as the first step before breaking up with someone. Je ne sais pas means I don't know or I have no idea. C'est la vie, it means that's life or it is what it is. C'est la vie should never be used to say you love someone, but can be used between friends. For example, if one of your friends tells you that his girlfriend cheated on him with another guy, instead of saying je t'aime, you can say c'est la vie to show him that it's not the end of the world, and he will get over it one day. Je t'aime, this is pronounced like ça t'aime. It means I love you in French but is rarely used by native French speakers, and is more commonly heard among foreign speakers. Je t'aime should never be said to anybody other than someone you love, such as your spouse or significant other, as it sounds like you're saying "Je t'aimerd," I'm shoving you. Je t'aime can also mean I'm in love with you. Je t'aime bien, this is a more popular way to say I like you or I'm into you in French. It can be used the same way as the English phrase I like you and typically sounds less serious than je t'aime. Although it's not as common as je t'aime or je t'aime, it's a way to tell someone you like them. Je t'aime bien can also mean I think you're alright if said in the right tone and context.